If I had like bet 100K and lost it, I would just like, I would like, raise my hands to the heavens and like just pray to be smited in that moment. You know?
I'm like, just
end me now, dude. Fuck.
Just do it now.
Like, I don't deserve it.
Welcome everybody to Brewer versus Zoomer. I'm your host Kaide, and this is Peter, my co-host. Well, this is, you're normally the one that does it.
Yeah, but you know what? Timmy and Kaide were basically talking about Valorant and Apex for the last fucking 30 minutes. And I'm like, oh no, this isn't podcast material. And then I'm like listening the whole time like, what the fuck? This is totally podcast material! Are you shitting me? Fuck you guys!
And this is Timmy.
You could definitely tell we were the Zoomers of, you know, the room.
Oh, fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. This isn't a Zoomer thing. This is a fuck you thing. Anyway. Thank you, Timmy, for joining us today. It's Timmy as our guest today on the podcast, Pog.
Hello, Pog.
He is a god FPS gamer. Well, just a god gamer in general, I would say.
Yeah,
you know,
like, talented at everything.
I would say I know that you made a name for yourself through Apex Legends, but I feel like you have carved a niche out for yourself as like a variety, like a legitimate variety streamer. Would you agree with that?
100%. I mean, like, I've tried to. Like, it's been hard for sure, like, going to variety. Like, I think the second game was, like, Valorant. And, like, I played Valorant when it first came out. And it was, like, here and there, like, back and forth of Apex. But, like, it just, like, never really, like, stuck, you know? Like, I never got, like, the viewership, or I never got, like, the, I guess, like, my name didn't get out there, you know?
Right.
As, like, I guess, like, as a variety streamer or stuff like that. People were just like, oh, the Apex streamer or the Apex guy, right? But I think like when I recently took that like big break from Apex and kind of pursued Valorant, I also started pursuing other like FPS as well. And that, I think in the past like 6 months, I've done a good job at like creating myself into like that, variety FPS streamer.
Yeah. That's really cool to see. Cause I feel like, I think a lot of people who are content creators that were known for like a specific game can agree. It's hard to like push out of that niche. After you're kind of known for it, like you'll get those fucking annoying ass chatters like, whoa, where's the Apex, bro?
Yeah.
That's what I followed you for.
Yeah, like
what's going on? Like, hey, when are you gonna play? Yo, when are you gonna play Apex? To a point where like I know that there are streamers that like would ban the word from their chat, you know? Like I know, like I think Lulu Lovely, she actually that was like one of the blacklist terms. It's like, because she wants to play other fucking games.
Yeah, no, I mean it's very common. I think like actually everybody who kind of played other games like me, Lulu, Ace, like we all blacklist the word, because it's not the fact that like we don't like the game anymore, we hate Apex. It's just like we don't want the chat to be spammed of Apex. And it's funny you say that, because like, you know, if somebody types play Apex right once or twice, the streamer doesn't say anything about it, you would think that they would stop, right? But
it actually
activates them, and they're like, yeah. I'm angry that you just didn't read my message, so I'm gonna type it six more times. But then the funny thing is too, like, even though that is like actually the thing, right, you when you blacklist the word and it gets deleted twice, there's also a message that gets sent to them saying like, hey, don't type that, like they want to play a different game. They still don't get it, and they still I see the deleted messages. And this guy has typed play Apex, and he's been deleted at least 10 times, and he's just committed,
bro.
Like, he is committed.
Like, I can change him. It's me.
Yeah.
Timmy's going to read my message and be like, oh, fuck, I should play Apex today.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Are you like me, though? And I have this really toxic habit where my mod will ban or delete a message.
You?
And I'm like,
yep. You get curious.
I got to know what they said.
Yep.
I got to know.
And then you read it out loud or something.
Yeah.
And then your mods are like, why the fuck did you do that?
Exactly. It's like, oh God, my mood is ruined. It's like, well, we were trying to protect it, you fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that, because I think like you can, you know, you get a lot of positive comments all the time as a streamer. You know, you're like, obviously it's like very nice and sweet for sure. And reading those, because it brings up your mood.
Mm-hmm.
But like the negative comments, I think like it's very, like people understand that the negative comments hurt more than the positive comments.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when you read a negative comment, you're just so curious. You're like, dude, what type of person is this guy? So you click on their profile, you read their logs, you know what I mean? And sometimes you're right, like it gets deleted, and I would still read it out loud and
start
be like,
yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of point it out and like kind of like pick at him a little jab, you know?
Yeah.
It's just it's so bad, but you know, it's funny. And I feel like it kind of brings up your mood a little bit better. And I think like It's funny because I feel like a lot of people say, like, Timmy, why do you only read the bad comments?
Yeah, yeah. No.
Oh,
people
yeah, no,
say
it's really
all
common.
The time.
It's like, Peter, like, there's so many positive, uplifting comments. Like, why do you focus on the negatives? Like, because I hate myself, okay? I want to see the negativity. I live for that shit. I just want, no, actually, don't do that. But I'm, you know, it is a morbid curiosity. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of want to know what they said about you, like, if it's like a bad thing. Because, like, after a certain while, like, not that we don't appreciate praise, but it's kind of like, oh, like, it's kind of like, it's not the usual kind of shit that you're used to seeing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I do this on Twitter a lot, I will admit. Like, when I see a shitty reply, like, some asshole saying something really fucked up or, like, shitty to, like, piss me off, I will go to their profile. I'll be like, okay, what's this guy about? 99% of the time, it's a dude retweeting porn. It's like a guy retweeting porn, or like super political page, or it's an anime avatar, or all like three of those things combined in some way or another.
It's the football profile pictures for me.
Ah, yeah.
Those guys are the worst.
It's like anime profile pictures. Yeah. No profile picture with a name and a bunch of fucking numbers. Sometimes it's like a really old looking white guy with like with the that specific type of sunglasses, and they're always taking a photo from like inside of their like their truck or
something.
Yeah,
always
shit.
Like the front seat of the Ford F-150.
There's a type for sure. Yeah. I get it. But like, you know, sometimes like going to their profile makes me feel a little better about myself. I'm like, oh wait, no, this guy's just like, he sucks. Like he's just a shitty person.
No, I mean, I totally agree. I think like, I mean, whether you go on like Reddit or any like comment sections and they're like, someone's like kind of bashing on you, like, you know, I've played competitive and I have like people like talking like, oh, Timmy is like such a bad player, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, like, I feel like if you can give me like reasons of why you believe that, you know, like you say like, oh, this right here, I think, you know, that he lacks in this stuff, right? Like I can understand why you think that and that's it, right? But when you're kind of just like saying like, oh, like this person is bad or they should kick this team or blah, 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 right? It's just like, I just go past because I feel like those people just don't understand, you know, they aren't understanding at a high, like higher level, and they just kind of, they see one bad thing, like a good example is like, let's say you have one bad game, you know, in like a tournament. They're like, oh, they're the reason why they lost the tournament. It's like, no. Yeah,
they like fixate on it.
Yeah. Like, that's the reason why they lost the tournament. It's like, no, that's not the reason why we lost the tournament. It's just like, there's a lot of other things, right? As a team, why you lost. But people just like to pick on like one individual moment that they believe that, you know, is like the factor.
That must really suck, like being a pro player though, for sure. Like, you know, you're like putting everything on the line to like compete at the highest level, and like, let's say you have like an off day, you don't play very well, or like just by like the score line, it like your stats don't look very good, which is like, I think, really unfair. I feel like certain roles, or like, it doesn't always fully account for like the situation. Sometimes people may frag out, but they aren't as impactful. Things like that. But then all they see is just like the scoreline. They're like, oh wait, they played like dog shit today. They're so bad.
I hate people that just like look at stats, to be honest. They don't see like the impact that a player might have made, or, you know, like assists
exactly.
stuff. Like, it, there's a lot more to it than just killing. Like, obviously at the end of the day, it's like,
yeah, like I think you could have 10 super impactful kills and you can, like, let's say either you clutched, you 1v2'd, you won like important gun rounds, but then if somebody had 40 kills in front of you, that person's getting all the praise.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Even if you won the entire tournament because of those clutches, that person who has like the most kills will obviously get the praise.
Gets most of the glory. Yeah.
To be fair, you know, they should get a lot of glory for dominating the competition.
Let's not negate like the impact of dropping a 40 bomber. Yeah. But like, I feel like, you know, you sometimes should look at the, oh, like, you know, they shot called.
Yeah.
Like they did like mid-round strat calls and things like that. Like that really helped with the momentum of the game, things like that. So I just feel like when people look at like, oh shit, they went negative, they're so dog shit. It's like, oh, that's like, that's not really fair.
Or just like timings in general. Yeah. Like, you know how unlucky you can be sometimes?
Yeah.
It's not even just like positioning or anything. It's like you could be holding an angle for a long period of time, and then just as you turn, you get shot in the head, and it's just like,
oh, dude, I think, oof. Yeah. Every person who's ever played a competitive game could relate to that feeling.
Yeah.
I really wish that they would do this more, is like listen-ins inside like Valorant. Mm-hmm. You know, like, because people, like, when you watch it, people don't understand, like, these people are like, they're spitting.
They're common.
they are actually spitting
they
out
are
there.
They are talking a lot.
Like, in, like, pro Apex, you hear everything, right? Like, this is, like, LAN, you know what I mean? Like, they kind of cut it out here and there. But You could realistically go to like every team's POV and watch just that team's like comms and like everything, you know? And like you learn a lot as an individual, and you also see the impact everyone's doing. You know, like you could see if this guy's actually just like not talking, and then they're the reason why it's their fault, you know what I mean? Or if, you know, maybe they didn't do any damage, but they were just given lots of info, you know? So it's very important.
Yeah, why don't, why do you think we don't hear more of like the, like the strats being called, the comms, like in the middle of like a tournament? Do you think it's like for integrity, like teams don't want to share that kind of information, or?
Yes.
It's definitely the information part for sure. I think like no team wants to really
give away
their strats and stuff like that, because it really makes them different as like a team. And then once you start like catching on to people's like play styles and like kind of like their way of thinking, you like actually like verbally hearing somebody's like thinking, it's actually really easy to counter somebody.
That's true. I at least want to hear more celebration comms. If they win a round, I want to hear the fucking cheers and
Oh yeah, 100%.
That would be way more, because half the time it's like muted and they're just like,
yeah. No,
it really is.
I'm just like, I'm like, come on, I want to hear that shit, you know?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's sometimes funny when they do like cut into it and they're like swearing or saying something really stupid to the other team. Okay. You hear sometimes.
Yeah.
But like not always. But yeah, I do agree.
All right, I have a question for you guys. What do you guys think about teabagging in a tournament setting?
Yeah, do it.
I mean, if you are getting angry about someone teabagging you,
like, have other things to worry.
Yeah, like you got other things to worry about. Like that should not make you angry in any way.
There was some controversy, like
a few months back, where
people were getting legitimately
upset
without
their consent.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, something about like they were equating teabagging to like sexual assault. Listen, man, I'm gonna be honest. I'm not a fan of teabagging. I think it's lame.
Like, I think it's lame.
I think it's lame. But like, I would never like want anyone punished for teabagging. If I get teabagged by someone, I'm just motivated to kill the fuck out of that guy and then teabag him myself. You know, it's the circle of teabag.
That's the reason why it's there. You know, it's like you teabag somebody, you make them angry, and they're thinking that like, oh, like this guy teabagged me, I'm gonna like now.
It's a mental game.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But if you let that stuff affect you as like a professional, I feel like it's just so like, you are just not ready, you know what I mean? As like as a player, you know what I mean?
To admit that teabagging does affect me more than I would like to admit. There are times where I'm like, damn, I played like shit, and he comes over teabagging me. I'm like, how dare this motherfucker touch his balls on my fucking face, that piece of shit. So I have definitely gotten tilted from teabagging before. But like still, even like after admitting that I've been tilted by teabagging, I still wouldn't want to like have it banned, you know, like that's, but like, I still do think it's lame. I do think it's lame.
Exactly. I think it's lame. I think it's lame to teabag and shoot a body. Like, actually, I do it a lot. Yeah. I think it's like, you know, for reason, right? Like if somebody did it to me, I did it back, right?
Yeah.
Like
it's justice.
Yeah. It's justice, right? Yeah. Like it's like, oh, like, you know, I shit on you and I did it back. Like, you got what you deserved. Right. But I wouldn't go do it just like out of nowhere, just because like someone's playing weird or someone's like beating me, you know what I mean? Like, that's just like, bro, you know, like.
Yeah. I'd also like to think that most of the teabagging I see in like tournament setting, why?
Kaede's like, oh, wait.
She's like, I do this shit all the time.
You know, but okay, so I think anytime that I do teabag, it's like after they teabagged me. The funny thing is that I actually don't really notice a lot of the times. It's like, you know, like when you die, I kind of like zone out when I'm dead or I'm like watching someone else's POV, but then like they're teabagging me and then my chat's like, oh my god, I teabagged you. I'm like, I don't really care, to be honest. It's like,
I care.
I would say like, if I do ever teabag, it's more like friendly banter between me and one other person when it's just like a one-on-one a lot of the time.
I should have a topic.
Yeah, go for it.
I guess, yeah, for you, Kaede, I mean like, well, how do I put this? What is it like to, I guess, blow up as a streamer? You know, I feel like I've also kind of had that same thing, but I want to hear from your, you know, your perspective. Like, I guess like blow up as a streamer and content creator extremely fast. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, how does that, I guess, affect, you know, your school life? Because I know you were going to school. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you still are going to school, but, you know, I guess, how did that affect that? And I guess, what are your plans, you know?
Ooh, hefty. I'm currently taking a break right now. Yeah, and it feels really, really great. But initially, it was in 2019, on October 31st, Tyson wanted to do a Halloween stream with me. And like, I had dated him 2 years prior to this, like him streaming and like blowing up from Valorant. And I never wanted to be on camera. I didn't like it. I didn't like getting filmed or photos being taken of me. Like, I used to ask him, like, when I had to go to the washroom, for him to put his webcam down so I could like walk across, because I would just like watch him on my phone on the couch or on the TV. But we kept it very like hidden and anonymous because that's how I liked it. But he asked, and I finally felt like I was ready to show my face on camera. And then what ended up happening was after that stream, I did a Just Chatting. He had two PCs because he had a dual PC set up, but he took it apart and let me use one PC to play games with him, and he played on the other one. But after that, a lot more people really wanted to get to know me. And so I did a lot of like Just Chatting stuff. And from there, it kind of blew up. And I got an email from Jackson, who used to work at 100 Thieves. And they were like, we're interested in signing you. And then in April, I was announced. And the blew up, like, went so fast. I don't know, like the blow up. And it was a lot to handle, to be honest. Like the hate, everything. I don't know how to explain it, to be honest.
It's like every aspect of it is overwhelming. Both yeah. like the adoration, success, yeah. but also the hatred, the toxicity.
Yes. And being complete, like just always being under a microscope. I feel like for the longest time, like I never did anything to have people get mad at me. So, like, you know.
You try to be perfect. You know, yeah. you try to be the perfect streamer for, I guess, your community and everyone else. But, like, that wasn't, like, you know? Like, yeah. you kind of, like, slowly realize that. And then, I guess, I feel like you start becoming yourself a little bit more.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, you put this, like, perfect picture that, like, you know, you don't want to cause any problems. You don't want to say anything, yeah. like, problematic. And then, like, you know, you like realize like, why am I like doing this? You know, like why am I like trying to please other people? You yeah. know, like I should just be myself, and you know, people will watch me for who I am. And you know, like I know what you mean. The blow up is like really, like I guess scary, and also like just like unreal that you kind of just don't know what to do. You know, like
yeah.
And I mean, I think you did a good job at handling it, because like I feel like a lot of people kind of, they freak out, you know what I mean? They don't know what to do. They don't know, like, they don't know how to handle it well. And they just, like, I feel like they kind of crash, you know what I mean, quickly.
Yeah, I think the reason why I never had that was because of my support system with Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the scene for a lot longer than me. So whenever I had like any issues, like I won't even lie to you, I had many times where I would cry and tell Tyson I just want to quit streaming. But you know, he brought it back and he'd be like, at the end of the day, do what makes you happy, right? Like I'm always here for you. I have the option to, you know, like stay in school and whatnot. And I did. I balanced school and streaming for a while until like this year, my last year, my fourth year, doing pre-med with full-time streaming and, you know, like having to like have obligation with 100 Thieves was just like too much for me. So right now I'm currently taking a break from school, because school, like I can always go back to school, but this job doesn't always wait for you. You know what I mean? So I took it as like an opportunity to, you know, put like 100% of my effort into content creating, and I've been able to stream a lot more, you know, and it's been great.
You say that, you know, you're taking a break from school. If you think this works out for another like 5 to 10 years, do you truly think that you'll go back to school?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I'm a completionist. I'm already at my fourth year.
Hmm.
Like, I'll get it done.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are like, nah, but the fact that I was able to do it while I was streaming already, like I feel like if anything, it'd be pretty easy.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
You know, I always thought it was really interesting, but also, like, difficult, like, to be in your guys' shoes. Like, you guys started streaming in your teens, right? Both of you, yeah. I think. And I think when I was in my teens, like, I was still trying to figure out who the fuck I was. So, like, when you're already presenting yourself to an audience about, like, who you are, when I feel like you're at a time of your life where you're trying to figure that shit out for yourself, I feel like it's very confusing and scary, you know? So... Because like when I started streaming, I was 27, I think. I had a really, well, I want to say like I have myself figured out, but I want to say that I had a more solid idea of the type of person I was, my personality, like what I liked, what I didn't like, you know? And I think it's just like so scary to navigate the content creation space when you are so young and like trying to, you know, you like, you have role models, but you're also a role model all of a sudden, which is like not a, I'm sure is not something that you started doing this expecting to be, right? Like you just wanted to play fucking video games and just have a good time and make some money while doing it. And now all of a sudden, like people like look up to you. Like they see you as an example of like the type of person you can be when you are also trying to figure out who the fuck am I also, right? So like I could see like how that's like so scary mentally and like navigating all that shit. So like, I mean, it's extremely commendable that you guys are definitely not pieces of shit people, you know, because I feel like you could get really lost in the sauce in this business and like kind of lose your sense of like morals and self when like you're still developing as human beings. So like, good job.
Thank you.
Proud of your success. You guys are cool people. But don't get to your head, okay, motherfuckers?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, money, fame, all that stuff really gets to some people, you know? I think, you know, I personally have been, like, pretty blessed with, like the friends around me. I feel like a lot of them really haven't, like, ever tried to use me as much, you know, like, or like really like take advantage of like my extreme growth.
And it's my
like,
long con.
Yeah. It's the long con, you know what I mean?
Long con.
And it's like, it's really cool because like, you know, I feel like when you have people like betray you a lot, it could really shape you into a different like person.
Yeah.
But I mean like it's, I agree, like shaping yourself as like an 18 or 19 year old is very difficult sometimes. And like, you know, you're right. Like, you don't know what you want to do. You're kind of just like playing games. You're just like making content just for fun. You know, you're really just having a great time. And then, you know, you're actually like a role model to like a lot of kids and like even some adults. And it's like, it's just crazy because like, you know, at the end of the day, I really just feel like I am playing games. You know, I am just like sitting here enjoying my time, you know, doing some things, but like I am like motivating bunch of people in multiple ways, and it's just like, you know, like,
it's a lot.
Yeah, it's like it's crazy. And like, you know, I'm somebody, you know, maybe like, you know, Kaida, she's going to med school, so she's like five head, literally, you know what I mean?
I'm a fucking massive noggin over here.
I actually you are actually five head, and I am over here dropping out of college because I am actually like two head, literally. You know, like I actually could not go to college because I am super uneducated, and like, you know, I believe that I am a very uneducated person in terms of like intelligence, but I feel like I have like other like smart stuff in other aspects. But
for what it's worth, I don't think that going to college or completing college is indicative of anyone's overall intelligence at all. I feel like we've actually put so much emphasis on getting a college degree to like equating to success, when in reality it's more just about like work experience, life experience. Like I feel like we definitely have undervalued trade schools as well. Like people are just graduating. So many people are graduating with useless diplomas, man. It's actually insane.
True. Yep. I do think that, sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no, go for it.
But I do agree. Like it doesn't mean that you're just like the smartest person in the world for sure. But I also do think it at least gives you kind of like a line of like how smart you are if you can go to college, complete it, or do well in it. You know what I mean? Like I think like you are definitely at like a certain level, you know? And like for me, I feel like sometimes I really think I need to go back to high school, like, you know, like education. Like, it
hey,
is.
Hey, man, for what it's worth, high school teaches you a lot of useless shit, man. I feel like until, like, up to high school, it's basically teaching you how to take directions, how to, like, be disciplined.
Yeah.
More than actually testing your ability to, like, be knowledgeable on subjects.
I hated high school.
Yeah. But being, like, super, like, uneducated, in my opinion, like, and also growing and being a role model, I'm just like, dude, I don't know what to say to these people sometimes. Like, I don't know what you want me to say either. Like, and like some people can see that, you know, and like when I give like my opinions on like a game or like something like that, you know, about stuff. I mean, it's just like some people kind of, I hope some people understand that like, I may not know what I'm really doing. I feel like a lot of people don't know what they're doing sometimes or saying, and you know, we're all just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about growth and like allowing for that growth to happen. I'm sure like a lot of people have completely changed their views, just like on things in general in like a short span of time. You know, like, I mean, I don't know how related this is, but like, you know, back then, like, not even too long ago, people would say a lot of words and expressions that are very harmful by today's standards, you know, and like we just didn't know better then. And even now, it's like I'm learning and adapting to these things as well. Like, I think it's important that we be more mindful of like the people around us and how we interact with people around us. I think it's good to like be informative and teach people, but I also feel like it's very good to be charitable, you know, and like allow for people, like just because you didn't know something or have like a bad take on something doesn't mean that they're a bad person. It also just might mean that they don't know better. You know what I mean? And I feel like these days, like, we're so quick to burn people at the stake for not being knowledgeable about all things at all times, which fucking sucks. So
yeah, no, or like Twitch chat asks like some of the weirdest questions or like on advice on stuff. I'm like, I don't fucking know. Why are you asking me? And then like if you give like a wrong answer or something that just doesn't fit their narrative of what they think that you were gonna say, then they get mad at you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not the
person of all knowing.
Yes, like, yeah, exactly.
I don't know what to tell you.
Like, I just gave you my honest take on something. I might be wrong. And if I'm wrong, why don't, can you just like kindly tell me like what your perspective is so I could like understand better instead of just getting fucking mad at me or clipping me out of context and shitting on me?
Getting clipped out of context.
Yeah.
Ouch. That is one I can relate to.
Yeah. There are people out there that definitely mean to harm us, which sucks. Like,
it's just like, crazy. I'm like, what did I do to make you so angry?
I know, right?
Just play video games. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Like, actually, though, I'm just trying to exist just like you, you know, like, what's going on?
Yeah. I don't know. I still love this job, though. As much as like there are things that do suck about it, like overall it's great.
No, yeah, I completely agree. Like, I mean, as someone who's worked like minimum wage jobs for years, like, I would 10 times out of 10 take on the stressors and like cons of this job and like be doing this kind of work as opposed to like working a like unappreciated, underpaid like customer service front-facing job, you know? Like, especially now, like, I can't even imagine working that kind of job now. Like, I'm hearing so many horror stories like post COVID about like how like the rise of the fucking Karens, man. Like, everyone wants to talk to your goddamn manager these fucking days. So
I applaud everyone that works in, you know, these jobs. Like, it's needed.
I know like people outside of America shit on America for its like tipping culture, and like I understand why. Like, I do genuinely believe that businesses should be paying their employees more, like a more livable wage, so they shouldn't need to like live off tips. But like, until that fucking happens, like, you should be tipping, you know? Like, just know that like tipping is like built into the cost of these things. Like, if you can't afford to tip when you eat out, you shouldn't be eating out. I mean, I don't know if that's a spicy take, but like, when I say eat out, I mean like a sit-in restaurant. If you're going and you're like picking up an order of food and going, then it's like, okay, like, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think I tip every time because of the whole reason of like, I'm a streamer.
Yeah.
My entire beginning until like, obviously, you know, when it comes to like contracts with companies, like, it was based off someone giving me money. A sub is someone giving me money. A tip, you know what I mean? Like, that's literally my, like, I have to live off other people giving me money.
Exactly.
And like, it's just like, you know, living that with that, like, in your head, I think makes you like have to tip. Like, you know, if like, you know, like, I could not go eat at a restaurant and have a waiter come up to me, you know, serve me all this food and not tip that person. Yeah. Like, it's just like, you know, they did like a service for me, like how I'm doing like a service for other people and like entertainment. Like,
yeah, and they don't even get like, they don't play an ad for us and then we just give them ad revenue, you know? Like, at least we have that, right?
Yeah.
But like, for them, it's just like they live off the tips.
Yeah.
You know? So, and if you really reduce our job down to like what the basics, we're essentially professional beggars. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, we're literally professional beggars with a computer. So like, honestly, like, our jobs get glorified a lot, but like, yeah, we, until we like hit a level of success, we really do rely on the generosity of others to get by, like, straight up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, like, I think like being in that stance of like receiving like donations, you know, like huge ones, you know, and like obviously like little ones, like, you feel like this, like, it's like weird, you know, like I sometimes think like it's hard. It's, you don't know what to say sometimes. You really don't. Like you say thank you, of course, but it's just like, you know, like it's such a like generous thing to do that you're like, I just don't really know what to say, but thank you.
Like, yeah, it's there's like nothing that you could do in a response that could really be equivalent to the amount that they're donating to you. Like recently, like a couple months ago, I had this insane donator, extremely generous, like levels of donations that like are unheard of, you know. His username is Vulpine Rainbow, like just incredibly generous, like thousands of subs, just like incredibly large donations. I'm just like, bro, I don't even know, like I could do a naked backflip right now and like it still would not even be close to becoming equivalent to like how much you've been like donating to the stream, you know. And like the best way that I can give back is like do more stuff for my community, and that's pretty much it. But like I actually totally still owe him a signed copy of Pokemon Violet that I need to send to him, but I'll get back to, I promise I'll do that soon.
Yeah, wait to post this so he can send that first.
Yeah, totally. I'm such an asshole. I definitely should have done that like a month ago. But yeah, like it is crazy that like these people will be like, yeah, no, this person, I'm going to spend my money on them. And it's just like, that's a crazy concept to me, you know?
I don't know if you guys ever feel this way, but it really like feels nice giving other people money too.
Yes.
Like I love gifting it. Subs to like another streamer. Yep. Or like whenever I go, like, you know, like the server, right? If like my server is like super good, I love tipping them huge. Like I'll like, you know, give them like $100, yes. And then you know, you see this spine, they're like, what is, like, they're like,
are you sure this is right?
Yeah, like, you sure? You know, yeah, it's like they're like, oh my gosh, you know, like I love seeing that. I think that's like the same thing too, like other people giving us money, but it's like, you know, it's weird because like you enjoy giving other people money, and then when you get money, it's like, I feel like you kind of try to react the same, you know, but like it's different.
Different. Yeah. I don't know. I agree that the easiest money spent is like on your friends or like on like other people, for sure.
I love spending money on other people. It's like, it's my love language to just give gifts to like my close group of friends and stuff, or like just like IRL friends, or like flying them out to LA and treating them out for dinner and just like all of that. Yeah. And just being able to give back to the people that did so much for me, or like with my mom or my dad or my sister, just like,
yeah, no, love. I think one of the biggest things I'm grateful for this job is like my ability to now like support my mom, because my mom supported me through so much, like through college. Like I graduated from college debt-free, which is like insane, and that's because my mom worked really fucking hard and she saved a lot of money for me to go to college. And now like that, like, you know, she's in retirement mode now, she doesn't really have as much like active income. Like my ability to like help her live in the house that she still lives in, like that means like so much to me, you know. Like that's like, I'm like so grateful that I'm able to do that, you know. And especially with a job like this where I'm able to like create content for a living. So I'm extremely, extremely grateful for what I'm able to do, and I'm extremely fortunate. But yeah, like I really am like one of the lucky ones, though, you know. It's crazy to me knowing that like, oh, like I stumbled upon this job by chance. It was through networking, essentially. Mm-hmm. And like I just like imagining the amount of content creators out there, like the diamonds in the rough, when like there's just like, there's so many people streaming now, man. There's so many people.
It makes me so sad, like the discoverability on Twitch especially. It's just like so heartbreaking.
Yeah, like I think if you have like 50 viewers, you are like in the top 1% of streamers. Yeah, something like that. And that's like, bro, that's crazy, man. Like that is just so many fucking people live at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love that, you know, you work for your mom, because like it's the same thing. Like even like my parents, like my mom's a stay-at-home mom, you know. My dad works for like three, me and my brother and sister, and you know, like he put this like he portrayed us to make us feel like we were like rich. But then as I grew up, you know, I figured out, you know, that we're down bad, right? Like, we are down bad.
You thought you were buying up, but you were actually on a save route.
Yeah, no, like, I thought we had, like, money, you know what I mean? But, like, no, we're in debt, you know? I was like, what is going on? I was like, it's like, why did y'all tell me this? Because, like, they tell me this actually, like, less than maybe, like, a year or 6 months ago. And I'm just like, what? I'm like, I mean, like, I can help y'all. You know what I mean? Like, why didn't you guys ever ask? And, you know, it's like, obviously it's like super hard for a parent to ask their kid for money, especially like when you know, I'm like the only one really making money in our family, like, because like I have an older brother and sister, and like, you know, they actually like never told me anything, you know, never told any problems. They never really talked to me about like any issues we had. They always told my brother and sister, like I was always like left in the dark in that info. And like, I guess like recently it was just like, they, you know, they needed help. And like, it was just, it's such a great feeling, like working for your family, you know, like,
yeah,
like giving them like everything I'm like working for. And like, you know, even like now I'm like trying to pay off like their house, and right. I'm trying to like help my dad retire. You know, it's like, I am literally putting all this like work, not to like, not even for me. Like, yeah, like you know, you spend stuff on yourself, you know, and you know, you kind of, I guess like, what's that word? Like you spend stuff on yourself to like kind of feel satisfied or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, like, I use all my money to like for others, you know, like I actually like barely spend money on myself. Like, yeah, I need my food or rent and all that stuff. But like, you know, all my money goes to like my family, and I, you know, it just like feels like I have like a purpose, you know, to make all this money. And like, as I like take more sponsors and stuff like that, like what I'm thinking is not like, oh, I'm getting this amount of more money now, you know, for myself. It's like, nah, like I can help them. They can be set for life. And then I, like, after I'm finished like, helping them, I can now work for myself. You know?
I think a lot of like children of immigrants can relate to like their parents sacrificing so much in order to like let their kids succeed. And at the same time, trying their best to like shield their children from the struggles that they're going through. You know, like my parents were far from perfect. Like my mom was far from perfect, but she did her fucking best, you know? My dad, another trauma dumping story that I'm not going to share here necessarily, but yeah, like my mom tried her fucking best to give me the best shot at a good life. And like now that I'm in a spot where I feel that I can give back, I can give back now without any feeling of like bitterness or anything. Because I know that, I'm sure that there are a lot of kids out there whose parents were not the best parents to them, you know? Did not help try to give them the opportunities that they wanted. And like now, like I'm sure like there are a lot of people who don't feel that same amount of gratitude toward their parents, like maybe the same way that we do, you know. But I am in that spot right now. I am very grateful to my mom. She did do a lot, sacrifice a lot in order to raise me, and I'm just like incredibly grateful to be able to give back to her, for sure. But yeah,
the same way, like I remember my mom moved to Canada because she was in school, and then she met my dad, got pregnant and had me, and she was learning English at the same time as, you know, she was raising me, and then like all of these things, right, where she was like going to school again to try to get better at English, and like just all of this hardship. And I don't know, I just, it makes me just like appreciate a lot. I guess like you mentioned, like my mom wasn't perfect either, nor was my dad, but the amount that parents sacrifice, or at least my parents sacrifice for me, it just makes me so like eternally grateful for like everything that they did. They're like such selfless people, because I, like at least right now, like obviously I'm young, but like I could not imagine sacrificing so much for someone else. I'm selfish right now.
Yeah. I was like, damn. No, my like parents other than like the people me, I love. I ain't doing that shit for my own kid. Fuck that.
Like right now, like it's just like hard to conceptualize being able to do so many things like that.
I agree. Like,
yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Later.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, like, I think I, because we're young, you know?
Yeah.
We're so young, and it's just like, I cannot believe that they did that for a child, you know, like their child. And like, I mean, like, yeah, like, I want a child in the future, but I couldn't picture that, you know, like when I was like 18, you know what I mean? Or like, when I had no money, like now it's like different, you know what I mean? Like I can like, oh, I can take care of them. I can see a future that, but like with, you know, when you're seeing your parents struggle now and understanding them more as I grow, like it's just like incredible. And like, it makes me like be more grateful and appreciate them a lot more.
And a lot of them did it at such a young fucking age, which is crazy to me. Like I think at 32, I am now past the average age that people have their first child, I think, like, you know, well past it. And like, I still think the concept of having a kid right now is wild to me. Like, I could not imagine myself as a father right now. When I, you know, there are definitely people that have had kids like straight out of college, you know? I'm like, holy shit, that could be me.
Teen pregnancies too. Oh, like, they sacrifice so much.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
Yeah. I can't imagine being a father as a teenager.
That's just imagine crazy. Like how much it like changes like the way that your brain develops too.
Yeah.
Because you're not able to have like all of these freedoms and stuff that you normally would as a child.
Yeah. Like I'm not gonna speak for all people, but I would imagine that there would be like the sense of loss of like your youth, like as soon as you have a kid, like especially as a teen, it's like, oh, like you can't just live for yourself anymore. You have to like live for this child if you want to be a good parent, you know. And it's gonna be me, man. I just can't. I'm sorry. I couldn't do it. Like I know maybe this is like selfish of me to say, or I don't know if it's maybe it's responsible of me to say, but like I just know that at this stage of my life, I don't think I want to be have to like sacrifice that time. Not yet, not yet. So yeah.
It's good that we're at a point where we can like realize that too.
Yeah.
Because I feel like some people are just like. Have a kid and it fucks up so much.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of factors in play too for like the decision to make a child. I mean, I think I want to say maybe this is just like an anecdotal thing, but I swear to God, I feel like way less people want kids these days. It might, maybe it's the state of the world and like just like the
population, the cynicism, inflation,
yeah,
all that. Yeah, of course.
Having a kid, that's so many Genshin Impact roles, man. I can't even fucking imagine. Like, so many loot boxes I could be opening.
That's more Valorant skins.
Yeah, yeah, more Valorant skins. I spent $7,000 on Valorant skins.
Yeah. Same. Huh? I think about the same. And also, I haven't even calculated how much I've spent on, like, other accounts.
Yeah, same. I bought all of my mod skins. Like, I love my mods. I treat them as much as I can.
My Genshin Impact account could buy you, like, a small used car. No, actually, decent... used car, actually, I would say.
How much?
I want to say like $40,000.
Decent? Which? The fuck? You mean good?
I thought no, the car economy is fucked right now.
It is, and it'd still be a pretty good car.
Okay.
Yeah, 40K for...
sure. Which character has, like, reserves the most amount of that trying to...
I don't know. I have
down.
A lot of characters that hit the C6, so...
I totally know what that means.
That was like my most out of touch moment, I think. It was saying like a decent car for 40K. Because I currently don't own a car, so I don't know how expensive cars are these days. But
yeah.
I will say though that I was planning on getting a Tesla, but now with all the Elon Muskiness of it all, I swear to God, I've been hearing more like horror stories around Teslas in like the last couple months ever since like Elon took over Twitter. But I'm not sure why that is. But I mean, I don't know. I heard electric cars in just in general are getting better and better. So maybe I'll hold out for a little bit longer. Yeah. What do you drive? Tesla? Okay.
Do you drive?
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Wait, what car do you have?
Tesla Model S Plaid.
Hmm.
Vroom, vroom.
Do you have a car?
No.
Yeah. I'm still.
I could have had a card.
I feel like I just don't leave the house gamble. Enough to get a car yet.
Oh my God. Wait, that's another thing. I heard you're quite the.
Okay.
Gambler?
Okay, listen.
Timmy
does not gamble nearly as much as some people that we know. Oh, yeah.
I know.
Okay? There's one person.
Lady.
Oh, there's a guy I was thinking of.
Oh.
Shmasuo. His name rhymes with Shmasuo.
Yeah, Shmasuo.
Shmasuo. Yeah, yeah.
Shmasuo. Yeah. He'll remain
Kex
anonymous.
QC.
Oh, yeah.
Kex or.
I can't, man. Yeah. Gambling? I know that sounds really dumb because I spend so much money on microtransactions, but when it comes to real, actual gambling, it, like, kind of scares me a little bit. So, like, I will set, like, a budget, right? Let's say I'll say, oh, my budget for this weekend is $1,000. Mm-hmm. I'll take out $1,000.
Yeah.
If I lose it all, I'm done for that weekend. But if I win more, cool. If I don't lose it all, also
scary.
Cool.
I have an addictive personality, and I know this already, like, just from, like, the way that my dad is, and... This is why I will not get into like crazy shit because I know for a fact that I'd get deep into the rabbit hole of the worst.
And she's got the shmoney to do it too. When you sit at the high roller table at 4 a.m.
I had the same type of personality where it's like, you know, if I like drink soda or eat candy, like I just start eating it more and more and more. Yeah. And like I knew that and I was like, yeah, like I don't think I'll ever like lose a lot on gambling. I'll never like get addicted.
How down are you?
But No. Don't worry about that. But it was like, you know, I think it was actually like good that I did it in a way because it kind of taught me a lesson for sure.
What was that lesson?
Like how deep that hole can be?
yeah, how deep that hole can be. And I'm glad I got into it early, you know, too, and like my streaming career, because it was like I hear stories of like people losing everything from gambling, and it's just like, you know, I'm glad that I've lost the amount I've lost, and like it really taught me to be careful with, you know, what I spend.
I'm kidding.
I'll tell you later. You know, I'll tell you later. But,
I'll tell you how I lost. I think I'm down like 3K in Vegas, which I think overall is not that
bad. Amazing.
That's actually,
you're
up good.
Yeah,
it's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I'll say it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
After like 8-ish Vegas trips, I'm down like 3K, I would say. Around.
But it's the reason is like why I gamble is not because actually the money aspect of it, which is like interesting, because like when you play video games, it gives you this feeling, like this, like this high,
the dopamine
hits. Yeah, dopamine hits, right? Like you hit an insane flick, you clutch around, you win a game, you win tournaments, all that stuff.
You hit the blackjack.
You do all that, you know, you feel this, you know, satisfaction as you get higher and higher and higher, as like a higher ranked player, you know, you start losing that. Things just become
you lose
dull.
The edge.
It gets dull, you know, like even like for say like Tyson, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he hits an insane shot, you know, does something crazy, right? You have no reaction because like you're just used to
that's
it.
That's a Thursday for him, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You're just so used to it. And like for gambling, it's just a game at the end, right? It literally is a game. The game is obviously, you know, against you, right? But when you win and you put something on the line, which is obviously your money, it's just like you actually
feel that adrenaline.
You feel something finally. You know what I mean? Something that you haven't felt in such a long time. And that's why I played. And I was just like, you know, I didn't play it because I wanted money. I played it more because I wanted to like
the thrill, the feeling.
Yeah, I wanted to win. And the thing is, like, people would like be like, oh, then why didn't you like just play with like $5? Like, why don't you play with like a super small amount, right? And it's just like, I feel like that's part of the gambling side of like it doesn't feel that when there's not as much on the line, you know what I mean?
You guys don't understand. I need to feel like every hand could ruin my life. Okay, I need that roller coaster,
right? No, exactly.
No, but like,
this
actually
is why I can't get into the shit, because I'd be like you,
exactly, right?
Like, and that, like I like already know this. Like I've set my boundaries of like certain no nos.
Yeah, and like when you put like $100 on, like it makes you feel like a lot. You know what I mean? And like that was like when it kind of like was like, okay, like.
It's scary.
Yeah, it's scary. It's scary. And then things, you know, spiral down, you know, and then you go on a deep, like, downward spiral, and then you hit, like, that big, and it gets you back to, like, where you were. And it's just like, holy, like, that was insane, you know what I mean? Like, that made you feel, like, life, you know what I mean? I felt like, you know, like it revived you.
And that's why it's so fucking scary.
Exactly. And that's why I, you know, I'm glad I learned not to gamble, like much anymore, because, like, I should just do it for, you know, never do it in general, but like if you are going to do it, like do it for entertainment purposes, like, you know, hang out with some friends and just do like such a, like a super small amount.
And make sure you can afford it.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure you afford it and just like chat with your friends. That's like literally, it's like, it's just an activity to do it and chat with your friends.
You should only play with an amount of money you're okay with losing.
Yes, exactly.
Like just almost see it as like, that's like the admission fee.
Like you're already going to lose it.
Yeah, and if you come out of it with some money left, like cool.
Exactly. Like I view it as in like paying for like a show, you know what I mean? Like bring $100, pay for a show, and you watch like a show. Same thing. Bet with $5.
It was like a couple thousand. It was the most expensive show I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, exactly. That was an expensive show.
That was a really, really short show too. Crazy. But I will. Okay. So I don't know if there's like a good gambling tip or whatever, but I found that the game. Okay. Sorry. Just take this with like a mountain of salt. The game that I found not to win the most, but like where my money stayed around the longest was PyGal.
What's that?
So PyGal is a card game where you basically they give you a set amount of cards and you make the best hand possible, two hands possible.
I know it is.
So the reason why that game is like a game where I feel like if you want to like shoot the shit and talk, like chat with your friends for like hours, that game felt like the game where the money stayed around the longest, because half the time no one's winning. Like half the time, like people are pushing.
Yeah.
So that, I don't know. I don't want to give gambling advice. This feels weird now. Yeah. I will just say that PyGal feels like a game where I could sit around and just like shoot the shit, talk for hours, fuck around, and like Yeah, because I feel like with other games like fucking blackjack or craps, like you could lose insanely fast.
Exactly. I think craps is the most fun because you win together.
Yeah.
You all win, right? And you all lose together. So like that game, if you do a lot of the stuff that, like, you know, like, yes, you're gonna lose immediately, like a lot, right, quickly. But that's why if you just, like, you know, do like a small bet and you just play together, like, it's nice, you know?
I will say though, I've been on disgusting lose streaks on craps, like really bad, just sevens after sevens after sevens.
I will say that Danny is cursed.
Danny is cursed, man.
Chipter?
Oh my god,
like,
yes,
Chipter
is cursed.
Chipter is cursed.
Do you know who's not cursed? Who's like blessed?
John.
Like, John was pretty good. Jamie's boyfriend, Anthony. He's with Anthony.
Yeah.
He was like, dude, it was his first time on the table, and like he was just fucking rolling like a god. It was incredible.
Oh yeah, like he looked in form.
Like, you actually know it was good when like the randoms at the table like tip him. You know, like no one tips like other players typically.
Yeah.
But like
yeah.
He was doing so good that other people would like give him some of the money that they won, which is like unheard of typically.
What?
Yeah. They like that's how good he was. Like he was rolling for like 45 minutes without any losses, which is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, gambling is bad. Don't gamble.
Yeah, don't gamble.
Don't gamble.
He just talked about gambling for like, to what, 15 minutes? And then don't gamble.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like, I feel like my way of gambling is as responsible as it gets. Set an amount of money that you're okay with losing. And like, once you hit that amount, you're done, you know?
I agree.
But like, you know, those ATMs are scary, so you gotta stay away.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember XUC at Twitch Rivals? Me took out 100K.
I was there.
That's fucking crazy. That guy's so
damn
interesting.
That amount of money is like nothing to him, though.
It's no, like, that's the crazy part. Yeah, like it's just
that,
like,
is just crazy.
See, like in retrospect, to like what he thinks $100,000 is versus what I think $100,000 is. It's like he could blow him.
Yeah, like the fact that he just put it down on one thing and just instantly lost it. It was just like,
and then he walked away.
Yeah,
I'm like, wow, that's nice.
I would fall to my knees if I like bet 100K and lost it. I would just like, I would like raise my hands to the heavens and like just pray to be smited in that moment. You know?
I'm like, just
end me now, dude. Fuck.
Just do it now.
Like, I don't deserve it.
Yeah. Oh, that's like so much money gone in the blink of an eye. Insane.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But you want to talk about a rush?
Yeah.
That is a rush.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I felt for him and he just walked away.
But I didn't even feel like he felt anything at all. Like,
he didn't.
At least from the clip, it was just like,
yeah.
Indifference. Crazy.
There's a clip?
Or no, it's not clip. Wait, was there not a clip?
Was there a clip?
I mean, I was there in person, so I don't know.
I was there in person, so I wouldn't know either.
Am I thinking of something else completely? I might be.
He did gamble. He gambles a lot. So.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's so many.
But I mean,
so many
it's at a real casino.
Okay, yeah, I thought I saw something about, maybe it was just a story, or maybe it was someone describing
probably a video, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody was recording it, because it's like, he got, like, literally everyone to go watch.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's fucking crazy. $100,000 in one.
Jesus. My stomach sunk, I remember.
God. What game was he playing?
He did a roulette.
Yep.
He did roulette?
Yeah.
Because he wanted to do it quickly.
Like, yeah. It was like he bet on a color?
Yeah, he bet on one color.
He was
color.
On the phone for a while.
He actually didn't do it. Right? There was a limit, so you couldn't do all at once. He had to do it two times.
And he lost both times?
Yeah, he lost both times. Mm-hmm.
Sick.
He did 50-50 and then, yeah.
Sick. Are you guys, like, superstitious about any of that stuff at all?
No.
I don't believe in anything.
Okay, because, like, you know how they have, like, the board? It'll tell you, like, the track record, what's been rolling and stuff.
I do think that there are some things that can happen. Like, you know, the whole counting cards or...
Well, yeah, that's, like, a statistical thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right? Like, or, like, oh, this side has, you know... Yeah, oh, I guess, like, blackjack is the one thing that definitely... we were talking about this for way too long.
I'm just saying
we've been talking about gambling for a really long time.
No, don't get me wrong, you guys go for it. It's just like
we don't have any impressionable children listening to this podcast, do we?
He's talking about
gambling. Like we said, do not gamble, and let's end it here.
Yeah, god. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right, but let's go to the more respectable thing, microtransactions. So what's your favorite loophole? I'm just kidding. Yeah, how do we even taper from that topic?
Take it away.
Holy shit. Wait, okay. Anything I know. Okay, for actually though. Wait, did you have something you're
gonna say? No.
Oh,
no,
I was
no,
just gonna
sorry.
Say, are you guys struggling to find other games to play other than the game that you're like already playing?
I've just been taking long breaks from Valorant, and it feels good. Like this month so far, like I've only streamed 20 hours. Grind time is starting like right
20 hours
now.
Wow, only 20 hours, huh? That's crazy.
Yeah.
What are you at right now?
Probably like 200.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
200 hours?
Maybe not. I don't
February
know.
10th?
I don't know. I did like a 24 like 2 days ago. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it literally, like I said.
How many hours do you normally stream a month?
Probably 600 hours.
I actually wanted to see if that was possible, you know? And you have to get 4 hours of sleep every day, which doesn't sound healthy.
Yeah, no, I would die. Like, actually. I think I would have like an arrhythmia or something.
I do over 100 hours a month. I do around 120 minimum. That's what I try to hit.
I do at least like 220 every single month.
I'm not gonna lie, I think I hit like 60. Yeah. But I think I'm trying to be more consistent. I think I'm already like close to 60 now, which is good for me.
I do like 220 usually, and like sometimes it can get like to 300. I mean, it just depends. Like I feel like this is why the job was meant for me, because I just really enjoy playing video games, and like the whole addictive person
addictive personality
like, yeah. I think like I just enjoy what I do. It's just like it's really an addiction, and I say it all the time, like I really wish I didn't have to sleep or eat. Like, I wish that wasn't an effect in my life, because that stops me from playing games, right? Like, I have to take moments out of my day to go eat, right? Yeah. Spend like 30 minutes to eat.
You don't feel like strain at all?
Well, obviously I do. That's the side effect of, you know, right? But like, I wish that like I could just not eat or sleep, and I can just be good. You know what I mean? I could feel good.
I would love that.
Exactly, right?
I could just play Valorant all fucking day.
Right, like you just never get fatigued in any way. Like, yeah. I wish that was like a thing.
Wait,
you
that'd
know
be
what I mean?
Fun.
Yeah, and like—
Totally.
Because like sometimes I game for like 16 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, that felt good. You know what I mean? I go to bed, and then, you know, I wake up the next day, do the same thing.
My girlfriend would beat the shit out of me. If I neglected her for that long to play video games, she would absolutely— This is like kind of like a new thing, as in like being in a relationship where I have to— Well, this sounds really bad, but it's like I'm used to just like kind of doing my own thing at all times. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I didn't really have to like report to anyone. Mm-hmm. Oh shit, saying report to her, it sounds bad too. don't listen to this. Honey, I love you. It's more just like, I like having to be like mindful, you know, making sure I like coordinate my time and make sure she doesn't feel like neglected and she feels like loved and thought about. Like, you know, I do those things, and that is not something that I've had to worry about for like a really long fucking time, you know? And I didn't realize how used to being single I was until like I was with her. I was just like, oh shit, like I have to, you know, I should like call her tonight, you know? Yeah. I should spend more time with her. I need this weekend with her.
Yeah, I mean, we're all in like three pretty like healthy relationships, and like I totally agree, like, you know, you're just there playing games all the time, doing your own thing, you know? You said like reporting to somebody, like, you know, you just keep it to yourself, you know? You kind of just like go on your day, chill, that's it, and then you go to bed every single day, right? And now that someone's a part of your life, you know you have to, like, I wouldn't say you have to, but you know, you want to talk to them, you want to tell them about your day, what you went through and stuff like that, you know? And like, I mean, sometimes I just like go and play games for 16 hours. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like, is Aileen alive? Like, I forgot to check up on her, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes, I agree, like, you forget. And, like, there are times where, like, you know, sometimes you don't see them in a while, and you're like, oh, I miss them. And, you know, you text them or call them or go, like, hug them or, you know, like, obviously me and Kaide go, like, we live with our partners, you know, but, yeah, I mean, I think something we could talk about is, you know, what's like the keys to have a good relationship? Because I mean, like, you know, you are engaged, you know, you got to figure it out, actually. You know, like, what are your tips for people who are trying to get in a relationship or trying to figure it out? Because,
like, even trying to maintain an existing relationship.
Yeah, because I don't know if you had other relationships in the past. I mean, I've struggled with relationships in the past. I've been like cheated on, you know, twice, actually, with two different girls. And I, you know,
oh,
that's
oh, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's to me, like, now, like, I look back and, like, I don't actually care. Yeah, I actually, like, literally
they're
whatever.
Fucking lost.
Yeah, and, like, I think I'm, like, that helped me grow as a person, you know, and in the relationship, and I knew what I wanted now, and it helped me, like, with my relationship with Aileen, like, how to treat her, you know, and she actually went through the same experiences, so it was, like, a really, like, great experience for both of us, where we both knew what we wanted because we both been hurt in the same way, and you know, we were just always there for each other.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, Tyson and I met in high school. We knew each other, I guess what you guys would consider middle school, but we had a lot of like mutual friends, like within his friend group. It was like huge. I was friends with some of them. But yeah, no, he's my first and only for everything, basically. Yeah, and I feel like that's what also created such a strong connection between him and I. Obviously, I'm not going to get into, like, nitty-gritty details or whatever, but... why the fuck did I even say that? But, you know what I mean? Like, kinda I feel
weird,
like...
Man.
Shut the fuck up. I feel like it really... I don't know. At least for myself, I'm a very, like, open person. I talk, like, I literally wear my heart on my sleeve, like... you'll be able to tell like how I'm feeling like right away. But with Tyson, you know, like he's not the most verbal with his feelings, which is totally fine. And we've worked on it and like I'm very proud of him. And now we have a very like open communication sort of thing, you know, where we'll at least try to go to bed together at the same time, but it has not been happening recently because my sleep schedule's completely like fucked. But we'll always make time for each other, like a few hours within the day. Because, like, he practices, like, all day, 6 days a week. It's, like, super busy. And during that time, I'll be sleeping or streaming, right? So, it's, like, it's difficult. But, you know, communication is definitely key, like, in my opinion. Like, everyone says this, but it's true. It's just the way it works.
Learning to be an effective communicator with your partner is so important.
Yes.
For sure.
For sure.
And I know this is probably super fucking weird for you, but I think, do you know that, like, your relationship with Tyson is like you guys are like role models for what a good relationship can be, you know?
What makes me sad is to me it seems like a normal healthy relationship.
And that those are so rare, honestly. Yeah. Like, you know, Timmy and Aileen as well. It's just like
I think
the content creation scene it's so hard.
Oh my god. Okay, so like we had a huge group of people, like our content creators that went to Disneyland. And I remember Timmy's girlfriend. I don't know if this is going to be able to get zoomed up enough, but this is Timmy fixing his girlfriend's eyeliner. He's a very precise person with everything. So it's just like so cute to see.
Super cute.
I still have this on my phone.
I was doing some gaming. I was just gaming right there.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cute.
It's very cute.
It just shows like your detail, like, and precision.
I just
everything
like,
you do.
I have a lot of friends that are in the pro scene, you know, and you hear horror stories about like some of these pro player relationships. Horror stories.
Yes.
Awful.
Yes.
Terrible.
Yes.
So it's like it's refreshing to see like such a well-adjusted and healthy relationship between like you and Tyson, because like it's already like the odds are already like kind of stacked against you a little bit just because like the pro player schedule on top of like you also being a content creator and you guys like balancing each other, like balancing your time to be able to spend time together and stuff, but seeing that like how happy and love you guys still are like after so many years of that is like it's really encouraging to see. So it's
we do date night every week, like week at least once a week.
Don't say that.
We'll go for dinner.
Anita, she doesn't do
don't
that.
Say that.
They
don't
lied.
Say that.
Oh,
that, that's not. I'm kidding.
This is why you are married.
No, but another hot tip is like even if you've been dating for a while, make sure that
keep going on lively dates. Like
keep it spontaneous.
You know, like oh my god, I could talk about this for hours, but just like I don't think a lot of like guys understand that it's really not that difficult to make like your partner happy. Like you could literally write a note or a letter. Like Tyson used to leave sticky notes all around the house for me, and like it would just like make my whole fucking day. Like it matters like so much more getting those like notes or like little heartfelt messages rather than like superficial, like
I'm gonna have to ask you
whatever.
To stop raising the bar.
You know what I mean?
I know. Like he is him. Like he is him. Holy.
No, but like
right sticky notes.
But like throughout the house, it's so cute. You know, like stuff like that, or like, I love it. Or he'll bring like flowers to me like all the time, like the 1 year roses. Not so much. I actually hate it when people buy flowers because they die right away. But it was funny because he was actually really five-head with this, where he got the ones that last a year.
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, this is justifiable because I will see this for a whole year and it looks fresh and they smell great. And I leave them all throughout the house and it's awesome. But yeah, stuff like that. Like, I don't know.
The women,
thanks,
the, like,
Tyson.
The girls listening to this podcast are just like grinding their teeth right now. It's like, oh yeah,
is that, no,
yeah, like
my, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Fucking all the Valorant e-dater guys are like sweating bullets right
actually,
now. It's like,
wait,
I can't just like PayPal them $50 to buy the new skin bundle. Oh shit.
You know what I feel really bad about? So Tyson and I recently moved into an apartment, right? And like we used to live in a house before, and like so the packages would come straight to the door or whatever, and Tyson would normally be the one to like bring it in. But now with like the apartment, we'll get like a notification and we go down and like we scan a code and it opens up like the boxes. It's really, really cool system. But I spoiled one of my Valentine's Day gifts when I opened up the thing and grabbed the box and I saw like the brand of whatever, right? It was like the flowers that I really, really like. And I left it on the countertop and he was like, oh, you picked it up. I don't know if I should say this. He opened it up and it was fucked up. Like all the flower petals, like everything was falling off like the stem and everything. He started crying. And I felt so bad. I don't know if I should be airing this though. But no,
that's
I like felt so
I mean,
bad
just,
because
that
like
just shows how like
how much
caring
he
Tyson
yeah.
is.
Yeah, actually,
yeah. No, like it showed how much like he cared, but I felt so bad. I was like, you know, like we can just go to the store and like I'm sure that they'd be fine to like give a replacement, but like
I get it though, because like I imagine like if I was him, it's like you kind of have this vision of how
yeah.
like, giving you the flowers and everything goes. Like yeah, like you could like repair the moment by like getting replaced and stuff. But it's like it's not the same as like just having that gesture be perfect in that moment.
Exactly.
So I understand the disappointment he must have felt.
Yeah, I just felt really really yeah. bad, and I was just like.
But then you must have been like so like oh my god, you're so sweet.
No, yeah, but it was so sad. Like all the flowers were fucked up.
Yeah.
Like it was not salvageable.
Yeah.
Did that sadness turn into like anger very fast?
No, he called a customer service and we're getting replaced.
Got it resolved. All right, that's good.
That's good. Yeah. I mean,
happy end to the story.
I mean, yeah, he sounds like he's the type of guy who likes to do surprises, you know? And I mean, like, I feel like that is, you know, that's
always good.
Yeah, it's
he
always so good.
Actually used to not, but I like, we talked through like certain things, like not expectations of give me this, give me that. It's just like, you know, I love it if you write a letter, you know, rather than buying me something. Because, like, I feel God. Like, especially for, like, content creators and stuff, like...
I'm so sad I'm
we
illiterate.
We can relate where you could... Like, we have everything that we need. To me, getting something that's, like, worth a lot of money or whatever, like, doesn't mean anything to me. Like, I can buy that for myself, right? So, getting me something that's super sentimental or, like, oh, this reminded me of you, so I picked it up for you. Like, that...
The thought
that for me
you know?
Is just
yeah.
like straight in the heart.
Yeah.
Like that's so much better than just I bought this and 1,000 other people have it too.
It's yeah. funny you say that. Like it was like it was Mike's birthday.
Yeah.
And
oh, God.
I was like thinking like, what am I supposed to buy? A guy who has everything, like
actually
literally everything. I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, dude, like I don't know. And like it was I couldn't get a gift. Like I actually couldn't get a gift because I don't know. And like. To be fair, it was also like, you know, you really got to know a person to like kind of be able to get a gift for them. You know, it's like very hard to actually get a gift for somebody.
Yeah.
I agree. Dude, that's why I just buy gifts year round. It's more just like, you know, like the expectation of giving gifts like during Christmas or like their birthday or something. I'm like, I can't do anything on a timely thing because it's like so hard for me to like in that moment try to think of a good gift.
Mm-hmm.
So like what ends up happening is like I'll be traveling, I'll be like going around, or I'll see something online, I'll be like, oh my god, this would be perfect for them, and I would just buy it and just give it to them then.
You do this a lot, or like we'll go shopping or something, or like we'll go grab lunch and he'll be like, oh, that's like I'm gonna buy that for Jody, like quarter jade. And I'm just like, that is so sweet. Like, remember the...
Shut the fuck up. I don't know what you're talking about. That never
happened.
Like
the Kiki delivery service
stuff? No, I don't know.
Yeah, or like another... Like, I'll see a tweet and I'll be like, oh, thank you, Peter, for getting this for me.
I would love to do that. But the problem is, like, being like a perfectionist, it's like, what if I buy them something and like let's say I buy them shoes. I don't know their shoe size. You know what I mean? Like, take.
That's why you gotta be like, you gotta be crafty with it.
Yeah, you do.
Exactly. It's like,
yes.
Yeah.
Or like, then, if you're at their house, just like peep.
I got you.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna go.
Plan a house party, okay?
You there welcome you go. Them in.
You say
there
shoes off,
go.
Please. And then like, as soon as they walk in, you just like steal their fucking shoes.
Yes. There you go. Or just ask them.
I'm not gonna go scan everyone's shoes. You know what I mean? And then even if I ask them, they're like, they're gonna be like, why?
You know what I mean? This is what you, this is like, hey, whatever. When you get here, let me know when you get here. And then like, you let them in, they take their shoes off in front of you, and then you're like, you keep that in your head, and then you just check after they leave. Easy.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is,
like, you go shoe shopping together, but like, make it look like you're getting them for yourself.
Like, fuck, I didn't actually want a solution to this.
No. Here. But like, what if I wasn't like, I didn't know I wanted to get them shoes.
Okay.
So like, you're telling me I have to now like every single time I meet somebody, scan their shoes, check their jacket size. You know?
Yeah.
Or just ask their significant other or their friend. Like a close friend of
his? I mean, that's typically what I end up doing is like ask their boyfriend or girlfriend or like their roommate to check their shoe size for me. But I get it. Just don't buy them shoes on.
That's why getting gifts is just impossible.
Dude, it's the fucking... I actually bought shoes as a gift for Anita once and then because I knew her shoe size. But it turns out at this particular retailer, that shoe size, it wears actually a little small. So I'm just like... Yeah.
It's stupid. Yeah. A lot of companies do that. Like for me, like my Nike size is different than my like Adidas size because of like the width. Ugh, all this stupid
it's
shit.
It's annoying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Or even like certain Nike shoes have like different sizes.
Yeah.
Like I don't know.
They're not like
true like, to size
specific
for everything.
To their, even to their own brand.
Yeah, it sucks. So like you'll have to go in or like you're looking like you're eyeing a shoe and you're just like I can't just buy this online.
That's why like for like clothes, I always just order like a large. I mean, I like wearing oversized stuff now because it's just like nice. Yeah. But you can't go wrong with it being oversized, you know, but you can go wrong with it being small.
Especially for dude, like
I agree.
Like, Timmy, you're pretty tall, right?
Yeah, I'm like 6'1".
Do you ever find that, like, sometimes clothes are just too short for you? Like, especially on your torso? Because that shit happens to me all the fucking time. It's infuriating.
Yeah.
Like, I can't shop at Uniqlo.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
You can't shop at Uniqlo?
No, yeah, I can't.
That place is my place.
I can't because
Uniqlo's the best.
I guess my legs are really short for, like, the proportion to my body. Because, when I stretch,
legs.
You can fucking practically see my nipples sometimes, man. Like, it's just, like, it's too goddamn short.
I don't want to know.
Okay, that was an exaggeration. Don't look at me like that. I'm kidding.
No, I'm all legs.
I'm interested,
from here, this is my torso. Like, leg is here.
I have a lot of torso.
I'm like, all legs.
They are actually perfect for me. I actually love shopping there, and it's funny you say that. I think I'm wearing two Uniqlo things right now.
Oh,
it's just my pants and my shirt.
But I do know that Uniqlo has like a line of like longer like clothing that I haven't tried yet, but that might be worth it. Yeah.
But
yeah. Anyway, that was fucking all over the place.
Did
we cover? Like gambling, microtransactions.
Yeah, the gambling.
Relationship.
Yeah,
gaming.
Gaming.
Streaming. Like
Post-it notes. Tyson crying was in there for a little bit as well. But I mean, I think that'll be it for the show. Thank you for joining us. Did you want to shout out anything? Any projects coming up? Where we could find you?
Shout out your socials.
He's being weird right now. It's Timmy.
It's Timmy.
I-I-T-Z.
Yeah.
I mean, Timmy.
In the description down below.
In the description.
I mean, we're 100 Thieves. They know.
True, but like, just in case.
Wow.
Like, no.
They all know.
No.
Okay, look at this big shot over here.
It's the 100 Thieves cast. We know. I hope you guys know. If you don't know, then I'm It's Timmy. I am a gamer who plays games.
True.
Wild game.
So true. Yeah. So
he's very good.
I'm sure somebody will put the socials on the screen somewhere or not.
Also be in the description below.
Yeah.
Any projects coming up? Anything to look forward to?
Anything exciting? Spill the tea.
Anything exciting?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still trying to go to the moon.
But you want to go to the moon?
I believe we could do it with Red Bull.
Yeah, with Red Bull. I do want to go to the moon with them.
Oh my god, that sounds nuts.
That sounds insane.
I joked it with them, and I was like, so can you guys take me to the moon, and can I stream it? And they didn't say no. They actually, because they got like the guy who skydived from
the stratosphere?
Something like that. So I asked them, and I don't know if they'll be able to get me to the moon, but they said they might be able to give me the space, but I would have to go through so much training, and like, I don't know. Like, that is something... You know,
that's insane.
Okay.
I pitched it, it's yes. not a no. It's not a no, but it's not yes a yes in any way. But if that is a possible,
bro, the
then
flex?
Put a Red Bull.
That's gonna be nuts.
It's
really, I went to space.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah. I'm crazy. I think of big ideas. I think I'm jumping out of a plane again or something like that.
Sure. I love skydiving.
Yeah, skydiving is cool. Yeah.
Bungee jumping's not for me though.
Yeah.
I might do another challenge stream.
Okay. Then... Oh, fuck. Please take care.
Can you do the reverse? Can you go from radiant to iron?
Yes, iron.
I'd probably get banned.
Yeah, you 100% would get banned.
Yeah. Yes, you would. I get so much shame for that. And then... Pro?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm kidding.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe.
With the Apex changes, who knows? All right.
We'll never know.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Boomer versus Zoomer, and we'll catch you next time. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Thanks for watching. Goodbye.